Mishnah continues, Be'ikvos Mashiach, chutzpah yiskei. Be'ikvos Mashiach, the end of Galus, the time of Mashiach, there'll be a lot of chutzpah. I saw once in Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, I think he quoted Rabbi Nachman, I'm not sure who says this, but chutzpah yiskei, yiskei is also a lashon of will help. The chutzpah of Kedusha will help during the time of Ikvos Mashiach. Meaning if a person, chas v'shalom, does an avera, and then tomorrow he wants to learn Torah, or do chesed, or daven well, and he's going to say to himself, how can I have such chutzpah if I just recently did such a bad avera, Hashem doesn't want to hear me. So that's why in the time of Mashiach, chutzpah yiske, no, adarabah, you should have chutzpah to Kedusha, you should do it. You should have chutzpah to do it when it comes to Kedusha. It'll help during the time of Ikvos of the Mashiach. For Yoker Yamir, Yoker is a lashon of things being too expensive. And I just say it, it's not really inflation, that's not what it means. It just means everything becomes very expensive. Or there are other ways to learn this. There's another way Taisentiv brings that a mahalach that it's talking about gaiva, that there'll be a lot of gaiva prevalent. Hagefein titein piria, v'hayayin biyoker. And what's funny is, the vines will give forth fruit, meaning there will be enough wine, v'hayayin biyoker. But nevertheless, even though there's a large supply, wine's going to be very expensive because the demand of the wine, even though there's an adequate supply, demand is going to be so great, people are going to be partying so much that wine is going to become expensive. V'amalchus tehofich leminus, and the government will turn to minus. The government will become like koimrim, notzrim, kofrim, ve'ein tochecha, and nobody will be able to give tochecha to anybody else because everybody you try to give tochecha will just say back to you, you do the same thing, don't tell that to me. Be'svad yel znus, the place where Talmid Chacham would gather and learn will become a place for znus. V'agalil yecharav, and the Galil, which is a large portion of Eretz Yisrael, will become destroyed. This is because they didn't have, even though they're very medactic with mitzvahs, their Torah was not as strong as the other places of Eretz Yisrael, so it didn't protect them, as Mefarshim explained. V'agavlon yishoim, Gavlon is the name of a place Tversol brings. He also says that it's referring to certain Talmid Chacham, the Gedolim, that would be making sure that the Jewish people didn't go outside their boundaries, ruchnistically, they were in charge of them. So those people will be yishom, will become desolate. And the anshei of the gvul, which are referring to these gavlonim, these great people, will be draying around from city to city and nobody's going to give them any rachmanus. And the chachmei Torah will become like spoiled. People will think they'll be disgusting in people's eyes. And those that fear sin will become also mius, disgusting in people's eyes. Bemes tehein edares, and truth will be lacking. Na'arim pnei zakenim yalbinu, young people will embarrass zakenim. Literally, they'll make their faces turn white. Zakenim yamdu mipnei ketanim, and instead of the young people standing up for zakenim, it'll be vice versa. The zakenim, the old people, will be standing up for the young people. Bein menavel av, the son will be mevaze his father. I guess the right word would be somewhere like something like disgrace. Bas kama bi'ima, a daughter will stand up to her mother, kala b'chamaisa, and a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. Oyve ish anshe beso. This is a play on a pasuk in Micha. Man's enemies are the people of his own house. Pnei hador kipnei hakelev. The face of the generation is like the face of a dog. Habein eno mispayish me'aviv. His son is not embarrassed from his father. V'mi yesh lanu lishon, and who should we rely on? Alavinu shabashamayim, on our Father in heaven. Nishlama Maseches Sota. Now, some of you may see that there's a Vayter Girsa that's not really part of the Mishnah. All the Mefarshim explain it's not in the Bavli Yerushalmi. It's a Braisa. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, that we're familiar with from Mesil Sisharim, this is not part of the Mishnah. It's really a Braisa. So that's why it's not going to be included in the Mishnayos here.